Okay, Mr. Gray, could you give me the date and place of your birth, year and month?
Birth is DeSoto, Illinois, August 16th,
1910. And could you give me your parents and your grandparents' name?
My parents is Ruth Gray, his mother, and grandparents was Smiths.
Can you remember their first name?
No.
And can you remember the first year that you came to Champaign-Urbana?
I came to Champaign-Urbana in 1943.
Why did you come?
Looking for work. And I found a job at the University of Illinois. And I worked there 35 years. Now I'm retired.
What did you do at the university?
I was a kitchen laborer.
So how was life at the university being black back then?
Well, it was fair, about as well as you expected.
Remember some of the things that went on back in the 40s? Like, as far as restaurants and theaters, was it segregation or what?
It was segregated then. There were restaurants and theaters. You had a certain part of the theater you could sit in.
Which theaters? Do you remember?
Practically all of them here in town.
Can you remember your first residence when you came to Champaign?
The first residence was on 5th Street. Where was it at? 5th in Columbia was the first residence.
How long did you stay there?
About 2 years, and I moved over in Urbana to Beslin. And I stayed there about 3 years, and I moved over to Beach Street in Urbana. In 1210 was Beach in Urbana. And I stayed there until I moved out here.
Which was?
I forgot that year. 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters and one brother that's living. My sister lives in Inkster, Michigan. And I have one that lives in Indianapolis.
Can you give me their names?
The one in Michigan named Irma Grant. One in Indianapolis named Ernest Merle Winters.
How about your brother?
Oh, my brother, he's up in Waukegan somewhere. Weldon Green.
Weldon Green?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me a little bit about your educational background?
Got graduated from high school and went 2 years in college for high school. Elkville High School. 2 years.
And where'd you go to college?
I didn't go to no college. I didn't make college.
Could you tell me about your experiences in here, that, you know, something that was outstanding that happened in your life? Champaign?
I don't know, outstanding.
Anything that, you know, happened that may have been different, you can remember?
No, all I know is work. Working my home.
How about life during the war? How was it?
It's fair good for me, because I never didn't go to the war.
How was life during the 60s here? What were some of the things that occurred?
I don't know of anything occurring. I just live a straight life. Nothing occurring. Only go to church.
What church you go to?
Salem Baptist Church.
Mm. How long have you been a member there?
About ever since I was here.
Were you a member there when they had Reverend Moore as pastor?
Yeah, I was a member then.
Can you remember some of the things that happened while he was pastor?
I never did keep up with too many things happening. I just went to church and did my duty and let the rest go.
How was the housing when you came to Champaign?
Housing was fairly. Kind of hard to find a place to live at. They finally started letting them move different places. And it got better then.
So it was hard moving anywhere you wanted because it was black?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How has crime changed since when you first came here and now?
Crime has changed dreadfully since it was when I came here. Yeah, so you couldn't go out at night nowadays. Afraid to go anywhere at night, by yourself especially.
How about the youth? Are they, how's the youth has changed since the youth in your day and time?
Well, they have changed a lot since my day of time.
Better?
They are better now, nowadays.
Tell me your job at the university. Could you tell me exactly where you work at the U of I?
Well, when I was working for the university, I worked just about every building they had kitchen labor at. And the last one I worked at was Florida Avenue.
Were the job opportunities back then good or were they kind of bad?
I would say they was fair. You had a hard time finding them. Of course, they wasn't taking in very many colored during that time.
During the 60s, when Martin Luther King Jr. died, with the civil rights movement itself, how did it affect your life or you personally?
Well, it didn't affect me at all, hardly.
Didn't affect them. Mm-hmm. How about the community in general? Did you see a change or?
I didn't see much change in it.
Is there any other organizations and clubs that you are involved in?
organization I belong to, the Masons. I participate in them. About the only one I...
Which Masons? The Prince Hall?
Prince Hall Mason.
Have you ever heard of the AF? AM, something like that? Masons?
Well, Prince Hall used to be AF and AM until they changed it.
Well, so AF and AM was Prince Hall?
Mm-hmm. They changed the name. Just left off the AF and AM.
That's kind of interesting. I got some information on a young man back in the 1800s, though, the member of the AF, AM Masons.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been in the Masons?
Let's see, how long is that? Years.
Can you tell me some of your duties and responsibilities?
Well, I've covered all the stations. Now I'm treasurer. I'm treasurer ever since 53.
What do you think about, have you heard anything about them closing down 4th Street here lately?
I heard about they didn't trying to stop parking on 4th Street.
What are your feelings about that?
I think it should stay open, parking.
Seeming that crime is worse now. Do you have any solutions of how to resolve some of the conflicts and some of the stuff that's going on in our community?
Well, everybody look after each other. If any crime appearing, well, each one should take care of each other and call in the officers to take care of it. That's one way of cutting it down. Like this program they got going now, the, what is it, Watch?
Yes. Crime Watch?
Crime Watch. That's a good program.
Well, that's all the questions I have out there.
Okay, thank you.